What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show, a friend of the show, you see him on the screen, the Mexico State head coach, Jason Hooten, me on the Boss Man Show, a good friend of mine, Jay Hoot. How you doing, brother?
Doing great. Always good being on your show, and it's been a while since we've been together. I know you're a busy man, and you got all these professional teams you're covering, so it's good to be with you today.
Yes, indeed. Man, let me ask you about your Cowboys, man. What's going with Micah? Where you get started with Micah, man?
I mean, you know, it's just there's a big reason why we can't win. That culture is just a shattered culture over there. It's incredible. Just try to constantly put your foot in your mouth, and I don't know. I'm hoping he can get back, but I saw something yesterday where they said he's definitely not going to be able to play against the Eagles in the opener, so that's disappointing. But hopefully they figure it out. I'm just worried, you know, you fragment those relationships, man. And even though people get their money and they get paid, you know, sometimes you still, you kind of get off to the wrong foot or on the wrong foot with people, and who knows, but the Cowboys are the Cowboys. They find a way to self-destruct.
Man, you said a word there. I literally had to talk about that with my intern this morning about, you know, how relationships are with people professionally, personally. You know, you say or do the wrong thing, it can cause issue forever. And if you do something and it ain't the right thing you do, it can cost you. Like, his problem was he got drunk and said some things while he was drunk. And I said, most time when you drunk, you tell the truth.
Well, I didn't read that, but it doesn't surprise me. But I think the biggest thing is just, you know, sometimes on those pro deals, they wait around too long and then the price just keeps going up. And I mean, he was going to be the highest paid defensive player, probably should have just got it done.
A year ago, been cheaper.
Yeah. A year ago would have been cheaper. And now you wait and you end up having to overpay. They did the same thing with the running back a couple of years ago.
Ezekiel Elliott, yeah. CeeDee Lamb, and Dak.
Yeah, same thing with all those guys. And then you just end up paying more money. But I don't know. I'm not a businessman, and I definitely don't know a lot about professional sports. It's just sometimes common sense maybe should take over.
No doubt, man. Jay, who can you believe has been going to your third season here at New Mexico State? Is already getting to year three. Time is flying away, man.
It really has. I thought about that yesterday, you know, how going into year three and just thinking back about what it was like when we took this over, you know, 3 years ago. I guess what, April of 23. Just different. It's a different feeling. I was thinking about that. I think that's what got me started on it, was just how much different it feels. Everything from our workouts this summer and then just the day-to-day operations, everything feels different. And I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this team. Looking forward to the season and what we can do.
Your workouts been going since you're in year three now? You don't do so much team stuff per se. We have a new, well, I have a new nice new guys in there, of course, but how much do you balance team stuff versus individual drills versus just letting them play a little bit to make sure you kind of know what you have with the guys you have on your roster this season?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think our staff does a great job. We try to, mix those two things up, and definitely want to still do a lot of skill development, trying to get, get guys better. And but also, in this day and age with the portal and having 10 new players, we've got to make sure we have our foundation in and our base in, both offensively and defensively. So a lot of stuff that we've worked on this summer, we try to incorporate the two together. We had about 20 team practices, and a lot of those days where we just did, as you said, the individual skill development stuff. Strength coach had a great summer with them, and got in there and got them in shape. I was looking at our weights yesterday. We had one young man come in and gain 16 pounds in 6 weeks, and we had another young man come in and lose 17 pounds in 6 weeks. So I think we got a lot accomplished. They're at home now. They left Monday. They'll be at home for about 2 weeks, and we'll come back around the middle of, well, towards the end, I guess, of August, around August 20th, and get probably a week or two of their feet back underneath them, and then get going at it again.
No doubt, man. You miss is very important. The strength coach. Talk about the nutrition piece of it there, and that prehab and that rehab and that recovery and getting the right amount of sleep and eating the right way, because you all play till March, hopefully through it to mid, hopefully to late April, early April with the Final Four. And how we need to be conditioned to do that and eat the right way and avoid those little nagging injuries that you can get that can take you off the court.
We're blessed. Our strength coach, I just hired him back in the spring. He was the strength coach last year at Lipscomb. And of course, they had a great, great team, great season. He's originally from Memphis, Tennessee. He's done a fabulous job. He was groomed by the gentleman at the University of Tennessee, who's one of the best strength coaches in the country. And he's done a fabulous job for us this summer, just getting, kind of incorporated with the guys. And, the strength part is for sure important, but also that nutrition part, really does a great job. His wife's a nutritionist. And so we get a lot of a good information on a daily basis. I think the food that our guys are intaking right now is probably better than it's ever been, as far as what's right for them and the right time, whether it's, as you said, pre or post, or day before practice or day after the practice. He's done a great job with all of that, and we're excited to have him. Strength coach, as you said, they're very valuable now. They're with our guys probably as much as we are on a day-to-day basis, and you have to have a lot of trust in that person, knowing that they're getting your team ready and hopefully preparing us for a long season.
No doubt. There's Jay Huda out there in New Mexico State, man. They really love their sports out there. They love you Aggies. And talk about the community, the belief in you and your program, the administration's belief in you and your program, and just having that community of Las Cruces is really pushing you all to be great every day and supporting you to be great.
Yeah, it's an amazing place. I mean, we're out in the high desert, beautiful mountains. But these people, they just love their sports. I'm excited about football season. I know Coach Sanchez had a great recruiting class, and then he got hit with the portal pretty hard, but I know they recovered. And from everything that I've heard, they're off to a really good start in fall ball and getting ready for the season opener here soon. So, and then basketball has just been a tradition here. Everybody that's been here has been pretty successful over the years. A lot of great coaches. You'll probably leave out a lot, but Coach Henson, Coach McCarthy, Marvin Menzies, Chris Jans, That's just a few that have done so well, and the ones that I've kind of come across and gotten to know over my career. But I mean, just the crowds, the attendance, but really the day-to-day excitement in the city and the community. I was somewhere yesterday eating lunch, and walked out, and a gentleman came up and told me he was a season ticket holder for the last 25 years, and he was excited about the season. Kept up with our recruiting class, knows exactly everybody, their name, their position. That doesn't happen everywhere. That's stuff that you see at Duke or North Carolina or places where, they're into basketball, year round. And so, I'm excited. I'm excited about being here. I'm excited about, what we've kind of done and accomplished in such a short period of time. And in the future, where we're moving. I'm excited about all of that.
100%. And the last year, man, you got 17 wins, 10 in Conference USA play, and talk about just the being at conference. The travel can be rough for you guys. Let's be honest, you kind of on the Western corridor out there. The travel coming back our way is kind of hard for you. But to get 10 wins, 17 overall last year and year two, after a tough year one, has to make you feel very, very good.
Yeah, our league, as you're sitting right there kind of in the middle of it, and you know how good it is. I mean, it was, I think, eighth or ninth ranked league in the country out of 32 last year. Conference USA is no joke, and there's such great players, there's such great teams and coaches. It's just you got to be ready to play. There's no cupcakes, there's no bottom of the league. Everybody's really, really good. And this year we'll have 12 teams, and I believe only eight make it to the tournament. So, it's going to be a dogfight. And as you said, the travel is a beast. We're out here on the western side of the conference, and the more of the eastern side is probably what the conference is made up of in that area that you're sitting in. So, getting out there is tough and difficult. There's some direct flights, from here, and we charter, we'll charter quite a few trips as well. But just the overall night in and night out grind. I tell our staff and I tell our team every day, that's what we're preparing for. You're preparing for a battle. You're preparing for, this year, 20 games. We're going to have 20 conference games. And it's not going to be easy. There's not going to be one easy game. And, you just got to be prepared. You got to be ready. That comes from, the preparation in the film room, on the court, the individual skill development to help each player get better. And then also, like you said, the strength coach and the nutrition part. I think all of those things combined are what build your culture and your program. And you got to have that in order to play 20 conference games and hopefully be one of the last ones, if not the last one standing, in March.
And Jehu, I know it's not an excuse, but you know, the travel drains you too. So fans on the when you take those long trips to the East Coast, I know I'm gonna travel when we go out west for the NBA. It's like you get off that plane, it's like you feel a little bit of a little lag to you. So that's real. So all these things not excuses. It's really the truth, and that's why you have to be very prepared to deal with these things and maybe overcome the adversity of the road, because the road shows you who you really are as a player, as a person. Can you get through this tough time where I'm not feeling my best because of a travel or a time zone difference? So, yeah, I overcome all those things when on the road. And that's why I always say, when on the road made me feel the best when on the road, because it wasn't ideal for us. We had to overcome something to get it done.
Probably what kept us last year from winning the league. I believe we finished fourth last year, but maybe one of the things that kept us from being first or second was we lost a lot of home games that we don't normally lose. And that tells you how good the conference is. Our home court advantage here has been amazing over the years. And, we dropped a few of those at home that may have maybe bit us. But what I was alluding to is how well we played on the road. We were, I think 6-3 in Conference USA on the road. And that's anytime you can finish 6-3 in your league on the road, you probably got a chance to win it. We were 4-0 on Thursdays and 2-3 on Saturdays. And I think that really, kind of goes to what you were talking about. Our Thursday games are those ones where you have a lot of rest. You know, you get there on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. You haven't had a game since the following Saturday, and so you're pretty well rested. But you play those games on Thursday night, and then you hop on a plane or a bus, depending on how far, and you go play that Saturday afternoon game. You know, one day to prepare, one day to recover. Those trips are tough. And I think we were 2-3 on those Saturday games. So, the home court advantage on Saturdays in our league, those are games you can't lose at home. You know, you can't lose that Saturday game at home because it's tough, man. Those as travel really catches up with you, as you said, when you get off that plane or you get off that bus and you feel like, you know, you felt really good about winning that game Thursday, but it catches up with you sometimes on those Saturdays.
100%. I was like a quasi back-to-back almost.
Almost, that's about right. Yeah. I know you deal with those a lot in the NBA, and I'm sure you probably as much reporting as you do and investigating as you do. I'm sure walking around and listening to those guys talk and also watching them, seeing their body language and how they respond and how tired they are. I'm sure you probably have a better feel for that than anybody.
Jehu, I know in the first quarter how it's gonna go on a back to back.
Yeah.
How about no in
Yeah.
the first
Yeah.
quarter?
Yeah. And it's important, you know, you made a good point earlier off the air about how deep you think the Hawks are this year. I do think that's important, even in college basketball. When you start playing those road trips, you got to have some depth setting over there. You know, that Thursday night, maybe your first string or maybe your backup in one position or your sixth man, they play a lot of minutes on that Thursday night. You know, you'll have to turn to somebody on that Saturday afternoon. And you'll have to have somebody step up that you may not normally depend on, I think, to get through those games and win those games.
No doubt. Like I'll tell you, it's third quarter and the league at about 14, 15 points. Wave the white flag. It's not gonna happen because
Yeah.
the Lakers are gonna continue to go.
Yeah.
So the first quarter tells you everything. And don't let it be an overtime game on the first night of the back to back or
Ooh.
double OT game. You already ride it in or you have to travel. So give you
Their
an example.
opponent is waiting for that. Their opponent is begging for an overtime.
Yes. Or we call schedule losses. I give you an example. You play in Indiana on a Friday night, you have to fly to Houston and play on Saturday. You're gonna lose. 2.5 hour flight to Houston, then you don't and it was bad.
Ooh. Man, that's tough.
And the
That's a
pace,
tough
look at them,
trip.
and they play with pace too.
Yeah, no, that game is so
So that
fast.
was we called them a
Points.
they look at that's a schedule loss. We're gonna lose because of schedule.
Yeah, that points per possession, I'm sure, when you play the Rockets is a little different than against everybody else. And by the looks of free agency, it looks like the Rockets are they're going
Yes.
to be a team to be reckoned with this year for sure.
100%. 100%. I mean, at least Jehu, about your roster, man. You have a lot of veterans on your roster this year. A lot of guys who played and can play. Just some young guys in the pipeline too. Talk about how important it is still in this NIL and portal world to have young guys in that pipeline to develop to be ready to contribute once these veterans leave.
You know, last year, we just kind of made a commitment, JR, we made a commitment to ourselves to continue to kind of do what we've always done recruiting wise, and try to bring in high school. You know, we want to bring in high school players every year, 2 to 3 every year, keep that pipeline going. You know, the two freshmen that we had last year, Gabe Pickens, Jacoby Osborne, by the end of the season and the conference tournament, those guys were playing 20 minutes plus. And that tells me, you know, the growth and the pattern that you normally see from a good freshman. And so they're back right now. They're both sophomores. They've really improved. You know, it's going to take somebody coming in that's a little bit older, maybe a little more mature, you know, experienced to come in and to take them off their, you know, to dethrone them, de-seat them, whatever you want to call it. I mean, you know, those guys are returners and they have that experience in our program. You know, we went out and signed two more high school players this year. Omar Smith out of Baltimore, Maryland. Augustine Akiwi out of Wasatch Prep up in Utah, from Lagos, Nigeria. And both of them had really good summers. They're going to be good players. I'm excited about both of them. I'm looking forward to seeing how soon they come onto the scene. You know, But then, as you said, we went out and got a lot of experience. You know, Jamel Jones from Bakersfield, Elijah Elliott from Southern Illinois, you know, Sayre Malonga from Eastern Carolina. Just, you know, a lot of guys, and I know I'm leaving off some, you know, Jalen Randle, Southern Indiana, but a bunch of guys that we feel like, you know, can come in. You know, Kyrese Mullen played at Hampton. There's quite a few, and we're excited about where we're at with the summer and how things went, and really just incorporating everybody. You know, I think it's almost like speed dating nowadays. You know, not many people, you know, meet their future wife and date for 6 weeks, you know, and get married. And it's kind of like it, that's the way it is now. I mean, you know, you meet them, you recruit them for a couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden, you know, you have a relationship and you're married. And I think the way you make that work and the way you make that happen is you got to really, really, really get to trust and know each other right away. You know, that old saying that I got from one of my mentors, Bob Marlin, you know, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I think, you know, it plays true more than ever. We've got to get in there, and we've got to establish and build those relationships, because I think that that will pay twofold towards the end of the season.
100%. Well, Jay Hood, I'll tell you what, if we wrap up here, man, I really enjoyed being at Kennesaw State to see you play. I know Antoine Petway is my friend, but I can't support you that day. So I had to smooth some things over a little bit, because that's my guy. I see my man. So,
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you saying that, but he's a good friend of mine. He and I have become good friends, and I think, you know, the biggest reason we've gotten to be close is because we're a lot alike. You know, he's a really passionate coach. You know, he doesn't ever sit down. He walks up and down that thing. I think we both have teams that are known to play hard and play aggressive and physical. And then I think both teams are really good defensively. And, you know, and he and I, we've talked a lot this summer, become good friends. So I'm sure he won't hold that against you that
Yeah,
you,
we would have lunch
yeah.
for a grave game, man. We got said, man, you. I said, who's my guy, man?
I was a little shocked when you walked in that day. I didn't know you were coming, so it was a pleasant surprise to see you. And don't tell Petway this, but you obviously were the lucky charm, and you brought us some good luck that day. So I really appreciate
Hey,
that.
Hood, I'm
I owe you
2-0 when
lunch.
I'm with you, man. I'm 2-0 when I'm with you.
I appreciate that. You're the good luck charm.
All that loss was the Wisconsin loss. 2-1, 2-1. So I'm 2-1
Yeah,
with
that
you.
was the year before. That doesn't count.
Yeah, man. So
Last year you were 2-0.
yeah, man. It's good to see you, brother. Like I said, man, I look forward to seeing you when you come out this way, man. And I always enjoy our chats, man. We're doing this a long time with each other, man. So it's always fun to have you on the show, man.
Yeah, no, appreciate you having me on as always. One of my favorite shows to be on. I think you do a tremendous job, and we appreciate everything you do for college basketball.
Appreciate you, brother.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.